This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Thank you. Joining me now with more, David Wohl, attorney and Donald Trump supporter, and Julie Roginski, Democratic strategist and Fox News contributor. Great to see you both.
Good to see you.
So we'll get to the legality of Trump's, President-elect Trump's proposal in a minute. But let me just start with you, Julie, about the nonsense that we are seeing now, that the flag is now too disruptive and traumatic for these cupcakes to function on the college campuses. This is the state of our... Honestly, this is what made me write this book, Settle for More, because I've had it up to here with the Cupcake Nation. They can't function in the face of the flag now. The flags have to go to accommodate the few whom it happens to distress. Really?
Well, I read your book over the weekend, and it was great just to get that plug in. But secondly, I agree with you. I mean, look, if you're distressed over the American flag, or really if you're distressed over anything, including the burning of the American flag, which is legal, you need to grow up. And that goes for both sides. If the sight of the American flag flying atop a college campus hurts your feelings so much that you can't focus on your studies, then maybe you should think about doing something else rather than going to college.
You should become agoraphobic.
Well, yeah, you should.
You never leave your house.
Of course.
There's flags everywhere.
Not only that, but you probably see things on a daily basis that upset you. If you can't handle it, you probably should stay home. And the American flag is not something that should upset you.
You have to function in the face of adversity.
Correct. Exactly.
Let's put to the side the notion that the flag is adversity, okay? Let's accept this college professor's, this dean's statement that it is somehow a traumatic event for some students to see it. You have to function in the face of it, people. This is one of the things you're supposed to learn on college campuses. We settle for more. It lays it all out. David, let me ask you, though, to Julie's other point, there's nothing wrong with the veterans coming out and saying, you don't like the flag? Here's 1,000 of them. Take this. And you know what it stood for in my day? They're trying to tell these, you know, students it stood for sacrifice by people like us who actually went out there to fight for your freedoms. And we see something very different when we see that flag. They're not saying they can't function in the face of it. They're saying to us it means something else.
Well, Trump said no one should be able to burn the flag, and he's absolutely right. You know, Megan, the Supreme Court in 1989 decided that burning the flag was somehow protected free speech. You burn anything else, you go to jail. The flag, it's fine. And you know, Americans and the Americans that put Mr. Trump in office are just so fed up with this garbage climate where it's cool to disparage America. It's cool to burn flags. It's cool to hate cops and hate the military.
There's the First Amendment.
And guess what?
The problem for your argument is there's that little thing called the First Amendment, and it very clearly protects
Now, Megan, here's the thing. There's going to be a newly constituted Supreme Court soon, as we know, and it's going to be more conservative, and my guess is this whole issue will be revisited, and if it is, look
really,
out, because I suspect
that?
It will be reversed.
Well, what do you think? You know, I think the reason we're here is because so few people participate in the military, number one. Number two is you have the narrative that's promoted on this on these campuses, like what we talked about yesterday, where, you know, the president of the college said, everybody's, you know, it's just so disturbing. I mean, really, the symbol of freedom, the symbol of our country is so disturbing. I mean, what do they do when they see the ISIS flag? I mean, are they constantly, you know, as Doug Giles said, are they constantly wetting their pants? I mean, do you know, college students now, when they attend college, along with their number two Ticonderoga pencils and their, you know, the software for their computers and everything, they're supposed to be issued some college campus official, you know, plastic underwear because it's just so frightening. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. I mean, this is how bad this has gotten. But, hey, look, maybe we need to have this conversation. What do you say? B. Martinez Live, at B. Martinez Live, let me know your thoughts. You know, do you think that this is something that should be taken up once again? I mean, you know, Megyn Kelly says, well, it's the First Amendment. Yes, the interpretation of the Supreme Court at that time. Maybe we need to reconsider and take a look at reversing that decision that was made regarding the burning of our flag. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We need you to, you know, do the usual thing that you do on Facebook. Also, you can follow us at BMartinezLive. Wayne Allen Root is with us. Good to be talking to him, as always, an American politician, entrepreneur, TV and radio personality, author, a TV producer, and political commentator. Wayne, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm real excited and energized about America's future. I got to say that your book, Angry White Male, is probably served as the hidden manifesto for the Donald Trump campaign, because he definitely got what it was that you were talking about.
Yeah, you know, I was very honored. The day after the election, I got called by the International Association of Political Consultants, IAPC. Uh-huh. And they're people who fly in from all over the world. They run presidential campaigns. They run prime minister campaigns. These are the Karl Roves of the world. And they asked me to be the speaker to explain how I knew what was going to happen. Nobody else knew Trump was going to win, they said. You knew it. How did you know it? And you laid out the exact plan, and you said it was going to be Brexit. And, you know, if you look at Angry White Male, my book, I'll tell you what, it's in there, word for word. I wrote it last spring, and it's the entire Donald Trump game plan, that you could expand the tent without necessarily getting black or Hispanic voters. You could expand the tent just by getting more white voters. Mm-hmm. I want to get black and Hispanic voters for the GOP. Trust me. Right. I'd like to fight for it for the next 4 years, and I think it could be done. But in the meantime, in the short term, I argued that Donald Trump could simply get 4 to 6 million new working class white voters, primarily in the Midwest, in places mm-hmm. like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Iowa and Ohio, and win this election. And most importantly, angry white males, and of course he won that demographic, I think the number is by 56 points, if I remember correctly. It's the most absurd number in the history of politics. Almost every white male in America voted for Donald Trump. So I did hit the nail on the head, and I felt it. I saw the anger, and I knew it because I'm one of them.
Yes.
And I feel like the entire country is falling apart. Everything's going wrong. Every decision Obama made was against me. And the things I believe in, you know, the flag, mm-hmm. the Constitution. Every time I see Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback for the 49ers, on his knee for the national anthem, I just get angry and I say, this isn't my country anymore. And I know there's millions just like me. That's why the NFL ratings are down. And that's why Donald Trump is president. So I think it all worked out pretty good. I'm feeling good. I feel like we finally have people in place who understand the enemy is radical Islam, who understand you could say the two words, you know, Islamic and terrorist, the same sentence, who understand you got to protect the American people and you got to kill the enemy, not worry about the sensitivity and offending the enemy. I think it's all turned around. I think we're going to be okay, Bill.
Well, Wayne, I'm as optimistic as you, and my dad will tell you, he would have told you if he was still alive, that I'm the most eternal optimist that he ever met. But more so, it's energizing. This energizing
I sense going from coast to coast in my travels, talking to aspiring business people, people that wanted to start a business and have held back, and they feel like they've been handcuffed, and suddenly they've been liberated. And, you know, we're looking to Donald Trump to make sure those anklets and those handcuffs are finally removed, to where these ideas can explode and people can dream big dreams again.
Yeah, you know, there's so many things I want Donald to do, and we all know it just can't all happen. It's not like you snap your finger, no. You become president, you could just make everything happen exactly as you promised during the campaign. But I feel pretty good that certain, you know, kind of basic ideas are going to happen. There's going to be a wall. You know, there might be parts of it you'd call a fence instead of a wall, but there's going to be a more extensive border between us and Mexico, which I think is so important. There's going to be security at the border. There's going to be, I think, an end to sanctuary cities. I really do believe Donald Trump will defund them, bring them to their knees, and any mayor who continues to disobey not only will cut off all funding for his city, but I think he should be put in prison. Is that going to happen? I don't know. We'll find out. But I do think Donald will break the back of sanctuary cities, which is crazy. I do think that people in this country who are here legally, who are Hispanic or any other race for that matter, I love you. Right. I'm just talking about illegals. This has nothing to do with people legally here as immigrants. We love legal immigrants, and I want people to understand that. I just think there's a rule of law, and you just can't allow people to just come here illegally and say there is no penalty, there is no punishment. As a matter of fact, there's a reward. It makes no sense the way this country has been running for the last 8 years and somewhat for the last 50 years.
Right.
So I think we're going to fight the debt. I think we're going to give massive tax cuts to people who earn the money in the first place. I think we're going to kill Obamacare, at least most of it. We'll gut it. I think we'll kill a lot of the climate change legislation. That's total BS, because I've seen the studies that prove we're entering a period of global cooling, not warming.
Yes, right.
It's all nonsense.
Yeah.
And it's all meant to take over our lives and tax us to death and give government the right to take over everything we do and every decision we make. So I feel like we're in the right place, and I think there will be, you know, there might not be a ban against Muslims coming into America. It's probably good that there isn't, but there will be extreme vetting, so we'll be very careful who comes into the United States. Everything I just said is pretty common sense and reasonable, and I think we have a good chance most or all of it is actually going to happen in some form or another.
Well, unless we forget, look what happened in Ohio State, Wayne.
I know. Well, look, here's how you sum up liberals, Bill. Moments after it happened, I took a big chance. You get in trouble for this stuff. I have no reason to do it. I shouldn't do it, but I'm like Donald. I just tell the truth. And I didn't say I know it's a Muslim terrorist attack, but I said it sure feels like one to me. It's probably ISIS or ISIS-inspired. You know, when you pull a fire alarm, people come out, and a car pulls up, starts slashing at people. That's a lone wolf, ISIS-inspired terrorist attack. And it was very clear to me that happened, and I wrote that. And you don't have to do that. It's scary to do that because you could ruin your career. Well, so many liberal trolls came out of nowhere to make fun of me and say what an idiot I was and how maybe Wayne Root should contact the FBI because he knows more than the police know at this point. How does he know it's a Muslim terrorist attack? Well, common sense told me it was, and sure enough, within hours it came out it was a Somali refugee. At that point, if you asked Obama under oath, he'd still say it wasn't a Muslim terrorist attack. He'd say it was workplace violence. You have no right to jump to a conclusion. That's what I mean about this country being off the rails. How can you look at a Muslim committing a terrorist act and then go, well, you can't jump to the conclusion it had anything to do with his religion. Maybe it was workplace. Maybe he's mentally ill. Really? I guess there must be an epidemic of mentally ill Muslims across the entire Western civilization, because every terror attack in Europe, they do the same thing. They claim it's workplace violence or it's mental illness, but they all happen to have the same thing in common. They're Muslim. And before they kill people, they scream, Allah Akbar. Am I missing something?
Right.
So now we've got Donald Trump, and he thinks the same way I do, and everyone he's appointed thinks like me, and they all understand the enemy is radical Islam. Boy, we have a new dawn in America. Thank God.
Yes, amen to that, Wayne. I'll tell you, and Israel looks at what we do in terms of our policies in dealing with this imminent threat. It's not existential. It is imminent. It is happening in 50 states. We've got over 1,000 open investigations by the FBI looking into radical Islam. And it is obvious. It looks like a duck and talks like a duck, but we want to say something else. And as Trevor Loudon has pointed out in his movie, The Enemies Within, it's because our government is enemy. inundated with Muslim sympathizers and believers and communists, card-carrying, Wayne. And this is what I look for Donald Trump to do, and that is in draining the swamp to get them out the door as well. We've got more with Wayne Allen Root right after this. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, shake, shake. Life can change, change, change. Brand new looks so good on you. So shake like you've been changed. Come on, shake.
Join us online at Bill Martinez. BillMartinezLive.com.
Maybe he came to you.
Back with you. Our conversation continues with Wayne Allen Root here on Bill Martinez, author of the book Angry White Male, which I said before and many times, this was actually the manifesto for one Donald Trump. And, you know, you point out, Wayne, about the angry white male. And the fact was known, I can tell you, in a lot of Hispanic communities, there were people, Hispanics, saying, look, it's not fair. It's not fair. I brought my family here legally. I'm working hard, and I'm getting, kind of low-bridged here by illegals that are taking my job away and making it harder on my family. They didn't want to have those open conversations because, you know, they would be chastised within their own community. But when it went to casting their vote, who did they vote for? They voted for the guy they knew would level the playing field and make immigration operate correctly again in this country. It's going to be a battle. There's no doubt about it, because for decades now, we've ignored it. We've abused the laws. We've ignored the laws. And now we're going to have to pay the price to right the ship, aren't we?
Yeah, and I think, the Hispanic vote for Donald Trump was better than it was for Mitt Romney. That's an amazing development. I mean, it really is.
Yes.
And I'm very proud of that fact. I'm a little disgusted that I am a Jew, and the Jewish vote was lower for Donald Trump than the Hispanic vote was. That's insanity.
Yes.
I mean, that really is insanity, and I feel bad that my people, you know, look, I love the Jewish people. I've always loved the Jewish people. There's so many attributes of the Jewish people that should be emulated by people all over this country and all over this world. They're an amazing race of people, and the success they've achieved is amazing. I'm so proud of it. But when it comes to politics, I'm sorry, there's something wrong.
There's a huge disconnect. How do you reconcile the platform of the Democratic Party with the Jewish lifestyle? It doesn't coincide.
Listen, I wrote a commentary about a week ago. Did we just elect our first Jewish president?
Yes, I saw
Donald Trump.
Yes.
And it got a lot of press, and it got a lot of controversy. And all the people who sent me notes, 90% of what I got was, thank you, Wayne, God bless you, you're wonderful. Mm-hmm. What a great speech. And those came from mostly Christians saying how much they love the article.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, did I get hate from liberal Jews. Amazing. And the hate wasn't just that they hate Donald Trump. The hate was, how dare you write an article that brings up all the stereotypes that make people hate Jews, Wayne Root. How could you do that? Just to paraphrase the article, basically what I said was, I grew up a New York Jewish kid. I know the Jews are smart. I know we're educated. We stress education. I know we love our families with incredible passion, families, everything. I know we're the most relentless people on earth because we survived so many attempts to kill us and snuff us out and gas us and enslave us. And I know we have the most amazing chutzpah of any group in the world, because the word chutzpah was literally invented by Jews. It's a Yiddish word.
Yes.
And it means gall or audacity. And I said, who has more audacity than Donald Trump? He actually believed he should be president of the United States without ever getting elected to anything in his life. And I said, he added all up, and this guy is basically Jewish. He's the most relentless, the chutzpah, the family.
Yes.
He loves his kids so much. He's certainly educated. His kids are all Ivy League graduates. So I made kind of a tongue-in-cheek article that I think Donald Trump's Jewish.
Mm.
And the Jewish people, instead of going, thank you, Wade, for complimenting us, said, basically, the average liberal Jew said, oh, my God, you brought up every stereotype that makes people hate us. What a horrible person you are. And I just sat there going, wow, liberals, it's not even a Jewish thing, liberal Jews don't even want to be complimented. They're ashamed of their own success because they believe in the religion of liberalism, not the religion of Judaism. Because in liberalism, everyone's equal. No one could be better than anyone else. So a Jew has to be embarrassed if anyone calls them better or good or says nice things about them. Isn't that sad?
That is really sad. You know, and to add emphasis to your storyline on Donald Trump being the first Jewish president, who's his daughter married to? And how?
Well, actually, his daughter. Now, see, here's the little known fact.
Yes,
his daughter is married to an Orthodox Jew and converted to Orthodox Judaism, which is far more religious than I will ever be in my lifetime, trust me. But that means Donald's the first president in the history of America with Orthodox Jewish grandchildren.
Yes, right.
And people don't know that Donald's two sons, Eric and Donald Jr., are both married to Jews.
Right, exactly.
Both those gorgeous blondes are Jewish girls.
Mm-hmm.
So Donald's got five kids when you count Barron and his gal with Marla Maples.
Tiffany.
But his three original children are all married to Jewish spouses.
Yeah.
And so, when you look at that and you go, you know, he just might be the first Jewish president, it's tongue-in-cheek and it's funny, but it's kind of true, just like it was kind of true that Bill Clinton was the first black president. I don't remember black people being angry that someone would say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any black person said, oh, my God, you've insulted us by saying Bill Clinton's the first black president. I would think Hispanic people would be thrilled, Bill, if I made an analogy and said, you know, we've just elected our first Hispanic president and listed all the best traits of the Hispanic people and said, look, he's Hispanic.
Exactly.
That's a compliment.
Without a doubt.
But the Jewish people didn't like that, whereas the Christian people said, Wayne, thank you so much. What a beautiful article you wrote. Yeah. I just find it kind of strange.
That's well, and speaking of people of faith, Wayne, they came out in record numbers. They voted for Donald Trump. Who would have thought? People didn't think this was possible, but they came out. Catholics, born-agains, evangelicals came out in record numbers and made a big difference in this election.
Yes. Oh, just unbelievable numbers for Catholics and Protestants, evangelicals. Let's put it this way. More evangelicals, percentage-wise, voted for Trump than Ronald Reagan. So, I mean, it was just a monstrous win. He went after the very groups I said he'd go after. He went after the groups I identified because I was his opening speaker at six events in Las Vegas all six times.
Right.
And all six times, the very first time was December, Bill, and I went out in the crowd after my speech, and I got to know people, and I was like, wow, these are people that you never see at a Republican event. They'd never come out for Jeb Bush or John Kasich or Marco Rubio. These are working-class Democrats or working-class people who've never voted before.
Right.
Donald is expanding the tent, and nobody believed me. No one understood it. And I said he's got a chance to win the Michigans and the Pennsylvanias, and people thought I was crazy, you know? And,
right,
and
I remember.
Thank goodness, it worked out. Thank goodness
exactly,
it worked out.
Exactly. Well, as you and I talked previously, Wayne, I am so excited about this American potential that has been lying dormant. It's been handcuffed. The Barack Obama administration has done everything they can to hold America's exceptionalism back. And I believe what Donald Trump's going to do is open up the gates. People are going to dream big dreams again. What we're going to do in the energy sector, what's going to happen in industry and business throughout this country is going to be real exciting. And for these kids that are getting it all wrong, they're all messed up with their safe places. And, you know, they're so doggone confused. I'm telling them, look, get your hard helmets on, get ready. You better get at the starting line because you know as well as I do that you want to be at the starting line when the gun goes off because you're going to have a jump on so many people. And for those of you that are the starting line, the good news is you got a bunch of kids that are getting educated and indoctrinated, I should say, and they're going to miss the ship because the gun's getting ready to go off and opportunity is going to abound. And that's what I'm concerned about, you know, is for these young kids is they're going to miss out, Wayne.
Yeah, you know, look, entrepreneurship is the only way to really have enjoy financial freedom, to enjoy wealth, to have what you want in life. And it's not about being rich necessarily, because my dad was poor. My dad started out as a minimum wage butcher. You know, I always call myself an SOB, a son of a butcher. My dad was a minimum wage butcher. He saved up enough money in his life to finally open his own butcher store. And on his deathbed, his store was never successful, by the way, Bill. Never. Mm-hmm. But on his deathbed, he literally, his last moments in life, he told me, always own your own business. It's the greatest thing I ever did. And I said, Dad, you never made any money. And he said, yeah, but nobody ever gave me an order ever again. I was my own boss.
Exactly.
I got chills right now, my hair on my spine, my arms standing up.
I'm right with you. Wayne Allen Root has been with us. Congratulations, Wayne, on the book, Angry White Male. You got it right. One of the few that did. We're excited about the future of America, the rebirth of the middle class. What do you think?
Yeah, and what I meant in my father's story was entrepreneurship. That's what this is about. The next 8 years is like the 8 years of Reagan. There's a chance here to open your own business and change your life and be your own boss, and the regulations and taxes won't stop you from doing that anymore. So I think welcome to the new Trump-Reagan America. It's morning in America again. God bless you.
You got it. Wayne Allen Root. Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Bill. God bless. Bye-bye.
This is Report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. One of the best parts of the holiday season is undoubtedly the food and how it brings our family and friends together. This holiday season, Marie Callender's is partnering with culinary personality Kat DiOrio to help you put new twists on old holiday favorites. Love pumpkin pie? Try making pumpkin pie broiler s'mores or incorporate pie in an ice cream bar. Give your favorite side dish a modern spin by making it bite-sized. Minimize your time in the kitchen by transforming last night's leftovers into a new, simple yet delicious meal. Kat DiOrio, chef and lifestyle expert.
When the weather turns cool, it's the aroma of a freshly cooked meal and the people we share it with that keep us warm inside. This holiday season, try new twists on Marie Callender's timeless foods or simply gather your family and friends around Marie's fresh-out-of-the-oven pot pies, meals, and desserts. Let's make it a season to savor.
For more tips, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Santa's sleigh might fly right on past, with all the camouflage around this place. So we bought every string of lights Walmart had. Now he can see the house from outer space. Shot down some ducks and some mistletoe, a lot of love and a pot of gumbo. Hunt you down a Christmas tree. Thank God Mama's cooking's free. Round up your redneck family and watch Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. Like Jesus and Santa Claus.
Hey, why not, huh? A little happy holiday music for you. Hey, welcome back, America. 27 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and with us, number one best-selling author Robert Bakke has had a laser focus on returning America to her winning ways, and says with Trump, we can finally get it done. Bakke insists that running a multi-million dollar company by the age of 24, he knows from experience. Also a jet pilot, black belt, NASCAR driver who's been fearlessly outspoken against Obama's divisive class warfare tactics. Robert, good to have you with us. Always good to have you back here on Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Hello, Bill, and hello to all of your listeners. It's a pleasure to be back.
Hey, I, like you, am very excited about the future and the stuff that has been holding America back. I've been insisting that we have this pent-up energy getting ready to be unleashed and America is about ready to return. And I will say to its old self, not necessarily old ways, but its old self, being rather creative and innovative and especially productive. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. We have to go back to why our grandparents all came here. Maybe it was our grandparents or our great-grandparents, but I know I myself. My grandfather left Norway at the age of 18, got on a boat, never saw his family again, and came to America, went through Ellis Island, became a citizen, and he came here because of the vast opportunities and the freedom that existed in the greatest nation on earth. And he did that. He made that sacrifice for those opportunities, and he did it for his future generations, of which I am, and most all the people listening to my voice, you're the future generations of your ancestors who came here for all of that great opportunity. And quite frankly, we've just gone through 8 years of a horrific dismantling. I mean, when our current administration leaves Washington, we're buried under debt. We've been divided on every single front. We've got men going into women's restrooms. We've got college students burning flags. And, you know, the divisiveness of class warfare has been so destructive. And really such an invalid argument, Bill, because while Obama has convinced people that if someone has more than you do, they've somehow made you a victim in getting there, it's so wrong, because everybody has to ask themselves, if wealth was inherently evil, then how many people listening right now would turn down a $10 million inheritance?
Right, exactly.
No, yeah. Nobody would. So
right.
Obviously there's nothing wrong with wealth. And achieving that wealth and accumulating that wealth is one of the great, great reasons our ancestors all came to America, and we need to get back into that mindset.
And what do you do with that wealth? You know, are you adding to the proposition, or are you taking away? I mean, that's the question, and ultimately that's the responsibility. And when you consider people here in America compared to the rest of the world, I mean, you know, people in third world countries look at Americans who may be even, you know, very poor as being extremely wealthy, because by comparison, you know, what even poor people have here in this country is beyond, you know, what they could hope for.
Well, absolutely. In fact, you just hit the nail on the head, and that's basically a perspective on what wealth and opportunity looks like. And most people in America don't even understand what that is. And so what one of the things that I think would be very eye-opening is that for all of the people that travel to Mexico and they go into these gated, isolated, beautiful little resort communities, and they think that's what Mexico really looks like. All you have to do is take a 20-minute drive outside of those resort communities into rural Mexico, mm-hmm. which is just south of the border, as you know. It's very
right.
close.
Right.
And take a look at what living in poverty really looks like. And then when you come home to America, you realize, oh, my goodness, there's opportunity on every street corner.
Yeah, when we used to travel to see my grandmother just outside of Tijuana, you know, you would see the cardboard villages there. And, you know, and it's disheartening. You see what's going on here. So compared to the liberties and the opportunities that we enjoy here, Robert, what I'm concerned about, and I think that you are as well, is that this country is about ready to take off. I mean, the engines are starting to fire off, and we've got people who can be a part and need to be a part of the future of America and the expansion and growth and productivity. And they're sitting in their college campuses worried about all this other stuff that's just a bunch of noise that is absolutely meaningless. I mean, we've got bigger issues to fry here, and they're worried about the American flag shaking them up. And we've got faculty members that are reinforcing and validating this kind of, you know, behavior and kind of mind, mind influencing, you know, and it's just amazing to me, because these kids are going to miss out. I mean, their parents have paid a ton of money for their education. They've been indoctrinated, and they're ill-equipped to deal with the 21st century America. And what concerns me, I was speaking with a guest yesterday, is that these are the future entitlement holders of this country. That means we're going to have to carry their water. I mean, you know, here they're going to be very well educated, and they're going to be afraid to participate in, you know, what's happening in our country, in their lives.
We absolutely have to get back to the basics. You know what? Kids have to learn the word no again. There's so many parents that won't tell their children no. They're told, and I hear this every day, well, if we tell the children no, they'll just rebel and do it anyway. So we just want to guide their behavior. And spanking, as you know, has become child abuse, which is ridiculous. You know, the Bible says spank your children. We need to get back to spanking our children, telling our children no. When's the last time you ever heard of household chores? Heaven forbid. I mean, the kids coming out of high school and college today are so under-equipped to handle what's coming in the real world. And we just saw that with the Trump election, when the kids who have been told, by the way, to be tolerant and all-inclusive, which I hope they're starting to realize now is just the manipulation to get other people to, you know, just see it their way.
Mm-hmm.
Because the party of tolerance just showed you that they're the least tolerant people of all. And so what I would love to enforce today in terms of getting America back in victory lane is to understand this, that America was a God-blessed nation. We can return to being a God-blessed nation. And what most people don't understand is that all through the Bible, God chose the wealthiest men on earth, not the poorest. He chose the wealthiest man on earth to rule the world. And the wealthiest man of all was Solomon, who he himself blessed with more wealth than any man would ever have on earth. If Solomon was alive today, he'd be the wealthiest man on the planet, all by God's own direct blessing.
Yes.
And the reason he did that was because Solomon's heart was to help people. The more God gave him, the more Solomon wanted to give him to help. And so for all of these attacks on wealth and prosperity and how all wealthy people are greedy and hoarding and all those things, don't believe that for a minute. A lot of these people are the most generous charitable givers on the planet. And when America finally gets back to trusting in God, trusting in prosperity, trusting in greatness, and we want to once again take pride in a first place trophy, this country will thrive unlike ever before. And thank God we've got a man like Donald Trump who sees the world that way and can bring God back into the government. He can bring prosperity back into something we can be proud of, and all of our families can start to live better again.
And from day one, Robert, when he announced his candidacy, my first question was similar to General Flynn's. That is he serious? Is he really ready to go all the way? The next thing was saying, wow, this could make a lot of sense. You've got somebody who is as independent as they come. He's not beholden to K Street lobbyists. He could really make some tough decisions and say no to some people and some agencies that haven't heard the word no, to your point, in a long time. Robert Bakke, thank you so much. Robert, how can they connect with you? We've got 5 seconds.
Hey, you know what? The book is Prayer at Full Throttle, available on Amazon, or just come to Robert Bakke, B-A-K-K-E, robertbakke.com, Prayer at Full Throttle. It'll change your life.
Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu, but you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. It's not too late. Shoot yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Christmas is a time to be thankful. But when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia,
you put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters December 2nd. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time, yes, for the one and only James Hurst, the New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, law professor, and generally, overall, just a wonderful guy. Happy Thanksgiving, can I say,
Happy Thanksgiving to you. What a great Thanksgiving it is. Although,
yes, it is.
Not a slow news holiday.
No, not at all, but I'll tell you, you know, I'm encouraged because hope seems to be reigning supreme here, if even by, you know, a couple of hanging chads.
I mean, it does bring back memories of 2000. You know, if you remember that election, the margin initially that George W. Bush had over Al Gore was 1,200 votes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was considered very controversial when Gore withdrew his concession and started this recount effort and litigation as well. The margin of victory over Jill Stein, who only has 1% of the vote, mm-hmm. is 99%.
Yeah.
I mean, Jill Stein has zero chance of any change in outcome with respect to her, mm-hmm. which leads to a lot of people very suspicious about how Jill Stein, who only raised $3.5 million in her entire election campaign,
right.
through the entire election season, in a matter of a couple of weeks, was able to raise over $6 million.
She's doubled the figure, exactly. And the thing that's amazing, you know, in all other previous contentions, James, I mean, even the guys that are old school, or even, you know, Common Core math guys figured out, and they go, well, the odds of this turning around, this is kind of ridiculous. We're not even going to address this. But, of course, this gives room for Hillary to come back in and maybe Jill Stein, as you say, to raise more money than she did during the regular campaign.
Well, yeah, there's zero chance of changing the results of the election. However, there is a chance if they tie up, for example, the state of Wisconsin in court, and the state of Wisconsin cannot certify its electors, there's a chance that the Electoral College will either be postponed or they'll throw the election into the House, which would result in the same result, which would be Trump being president.
Right.
However, all of that chaos gives rise to the argument that the left is trying to force onto the public, and that is the argument that this election is somehow illegitimate, and therefore the Trump presidency will be illegitimate, and therefore the Trump agenda should not be carried forth, because the American people want a different agenda. They want the agenda that the elite establishment has been pushing on us for the last decade or so.
Yeah, because it's worked so well, James.
Yeah, exactly. And so, they, you know, the Hollywood folks, of course, have jumped in all over the social media. People like the Avengers director, Joss Whedon, who also funded a super PAC for Hillary, Michael Moore, Rosie O'Donnell, the Hulk, Mark Ruffalo, Amber Tamblyn, Deborah Messing, just a whole bunch of them out there urging to give more money to Jill Stein, to make calls to have a recount. In many cases, they're asking for recounts in more than just the three states.
James, did all these Hollywood types, after they made their promises they would move out of the country, and half of them trying to go to Canada, and they get their big toe into Canada and going, well, this isn't my country, you know, this isn't what I expected, you know, so, hey, let's do a recall. Maybe I can justify staying in the country that I, you know, promised that I would leave, right?
Yeah, despite many offers to pay their airfare,
right?
None of them left. And what they're doing is they're engaging in election results denial. And, you know, they're acting psychotic. And Jill Stein, under any rational thought process, has no standing to seek a recount. Someone who gets 1% of the vote does not have standing. But she has cash. And in the state of Wisconsin, if you have the cash, you're willing to pay for it, you can have a recount. That's not the case in Pennsylvania and Michigan. She is not going to be able to really get what she wants in those states. But what she can do is put a wrench into the electoral process. And if Hillary Clinton, now joining in on this, has now tainted herself, made herself look like even more of a person that cares, that has no care about the welfare of this country, and also a supreme hypocrite.
Yeah, where's Barack Obama and Hillary and her words about claiming that Donald Trump, because he was talking, it was rigged, that he was somehow delegitimizing the whole process? So what do you call this?
Yeah, she said that the failure of a presidential candidate to accept the results of a presidential election was, quote, horrifying, close quote. Another quote, threat to democracy, close quote. And now she's engaging in that. And we know that America, during a transition from one administration to another, is vulnerable. That's why all that rhetoric from Barack Obama saying how, you know, he was treated well by the Bush administration, he's going to cooperate with the transition, because the country is vulnerable when this change takes place. And the last thing the country needs is, this is quite serious what Jill Stein is doing, and she's being encouraged by Hillary supporters, their money. Big donors to Hillary are giving us $6 billion, maybe it's going to be $7 million. Dollars. And it's disruptive, and that's why after the Kennedy-Nixon election, Nixon told people that he could have easily contested the election that everybody knows dead people voted in, and he did not, for the good of the country.
Right.
And Nixon, who they attack all the time as this personification of scandal, has more honor in his little finger than Hillary Clinton has in her whole body.
Hey, what is it with the Democrats? They own the dead party vote? Is that the deal?
Well, that's.
I mean, how did they gerrymander that? Because they seem to have more dead people voting for them than Republicans.
Yeah, all the dead people, the zombies, mm-hmm. you know, the convicts. I mean, I used to call them, because I'm from Chicago, where we know dead people vote.
Yes.
And we call them existentially challenged voters. But certainly they are the constituents of the Democrat Party, because if the left gets their way, death panels would kill a lot of us.
Yeah.
And so that's their natural constituency.
Well, what I love is some of these stories that come down that people, you know, say that their, parents or grandparents were arch Republicans, and somehow, you know, after death, they rise to vote Democrat.
Yeah, I guess
it's a miracle. Yeah, there's something
zombie virus
there.
Infects them. But yeah, that's why there's been this supposed controversy in the lying, corrupt media. After Trump tweeted, which is everyone knows is a fact, and it's also there are studies that show it's empirical. He said if you take into account the illicit and illegal voting, that he won the popular vote.
Right.
In the 2012 election, it was estimated that 1.5, 1.4 million illegals who shouldn't have been voting cast their votes, and that was in an election that didn't have nearly the high level of Hispanic voting as it did in this election. So
when you had California Jerry Brown telling, Jerry Brown telling illegal immigrants to go ahead and vote. I mean, the governor,
essentially the president of the United States was telling them, nothing will happen to you. Go out and vote.
Oh, but that has nothing to do with delegitimizing the process, right?
Yeah, I mean the process. It's an absolute miracle that the Republicans keep winning, but. The Democrats can never learn from a loss, which is why part of the reason they've been decimated. They are so deluded that they think the answer to their party is to pick Keith Ellison, a Muslim far-left-wing guy way out of the mainstream, to head the Democratic National Committee. They're going to reelect Nancy Pelosi. They have Chuck Schumer in the Senate. They are a party that is not in touch with the vast majority of America, which is why they want to get rid of the Electoral College, because then they wouldn't have to deal with the vast majority of America.
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, are they redefining the lunatic fringe, or am I missing something here?
No, I mean, the Democrat Party has made the lunatic fringe their central focus. They are the lunatic fringe. As they point the finger at Republicans, they point the finger at people who have been named by Trump to be in his administration and claim that those people are out of the mainstream. People like General Mike Flynn, people like Stephen Bannon, they claim they're out of the mainstream. But when you look at Pelosi and Schumer, and then look at the people that they're talking about heading the DNC and the direction they're going in, led by Bernie Sanders, who's not a Democrat, who's a socialist. They are so far out of the mainstream and so out of touch. And so their natural constituents in Hollywood and in academia and in the media are all they have.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a scary thought. But this is what happens when leadership is vacated. They've lost their way, haven't they?
Well, there's no question. And the perfect example of how far lost they are is seeing the reaction to the death of the criminal thug dictator Fidel Castro.
Amazing, isn't it? Boy, that's exposing.
Enslaving thug.
Exactly.
Who the president of the United States doesn't label as such. Who the media is essentially lionizing, who Hollywood did, Oliver Stone did a documentary
exactly.
on
it. Well, James, we got to leave it there because we're out of time.
Look at what Trump said.
Exactly. Okay, well, next week we'll pick it up. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, it's always good to have you with us.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I've been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then unnoticed, Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.